Agenda item number three, report and possible discussion on report on external audit plan and status of audits by John Hall, CFO, and Michael Bryan.
Chairman, why don't you say the numbers? Give them the numbers where they know, everybody knows what the numbers were on the last vote.
It passed 10 to 5.
Put them back to work.
Mr. Chairman, members of the board, the primary purpose of this agenda item is to introduce Michael Bryan with Padgett Stratemann. He's going to get up here in just a second and go through the audit pre-planning information that he does each year. But before he does so, I'm going to make a couple of comments. Obviously, Padgett Stratemann is our external auditor that we've used for the last 5 years, and they're getting ready to begin. They were just reappointed as our auditor for the next five-year period. They're getting ready to begin their sixth audit year. But we've also had two other audits that, as you all know, that have been ongoing here through starting back even in January, and I'll very quickly mention them. The State Auditor's Office began an audit in January that is really very close to being concluded at this point. Their final report has been prepared and is in their final review. We provided management responses to that report on their findings and recommendations, and they're being incorporated into the report. And according to their information, that report will be issued to the public in about 2 weeks, is what they told. Sometime in mid-August is that. So that will, I would assume, conclude that part of the audit. Now, they will have some follow-up on that from a year or so to make sure that I'd follow up and see that some of the responses that we did, that we followed up on some of those items. So that's the status of the State Auditor's Office audit. And the other review by the LBB, the Legislative Budget Board, started in May, and that is still ongoing and will continue. Our understanding is that will continue through the fall, I believe, is what that one. So that's still very much in progress at this point. So that's the status of those two audits. If there are any questions on that, I'll answer that. Otherwise, I'm going to introduce Michael Bryan, who you all know, with Padgett Stratemann, and Michael will go through his presentation.
Good morning. I'm Michael Bryan with Padgett Stratemann. Here to give you a real quick presentation. Are you happy to answer any questions as I go along? If you have questions about any of the information, first off, there's my contact information. I work out of the Austin office, my phone number, email. I do work for the board, but I work with management during, you know, doing the audit, but I do work for the board. So that's why I'm here, to give you a briefing and see if there's any input you have about the audit process. So we provided a letter, which is in your board package, about the audit process. There are certain things that auditors have to communicate that's contained in there. I'm going to cover most of it just through these slides. But we do want to make sure there's an open communication, since we do work for the board. Things that boards may want to communicate to auditors, I've made a few bullet points. Any issues that are concerned, operations or accounting-wise, any questions you might have about the financial statements or any accounting or, you know, that's being done, or any significant transactions. If you have any concerns over information that's being provided to you, any concerns about management integrity or suspicions of fraud or misappropriation of assets, things of that nature. That's certainly not all encompassing. If you just have a question, something you don't understand, in any of the financial reports, I'm happy to help you with those. But so if you have anything like that, you can call me, email me, whatever is the best way for you. What you've engaged us to do, the deliverables with respect to the River Authority, is to audit the financial statements, which are included in your comprehensive annual financial report that the staff prepares every year. So we're in a pure audit capacity. We're not preparing and then auditing the document. We're just auditing the staff's work. So what we do is issue an opinion on whether or not the financial statements are fairly presented in conformity with generally accepted accounting principles. We also issue a report on compliance with laws and regulations at the financial statement level. This is the government auditing standards. That's things like Public Funds Investment Act and other purchasing, that sort of thing. We do some testing there to make sure at the financial statement level there's not any non-compliance. In the middle section here, there are some federal and state grants that you have. There's lots of rules and regulations that tell us what grants we have to audit, but that's a completely different sort of audit that's at the grant level. Should those items be triggered, that's a much lower level audit. And then at the end of the audit, there's things that we have to communicate to you about what we found or didn't find, and I've got a whole other slide on that, so you'll get a written letter from us in addition to the auditor's report that's in the financial statements. So we are now wrapping up our audit planning and preliminary work. So we're at the top of this chart. We've gotten a lot of information about, you know, the accounting controls and new transactions during the year, considered, you know, financial results. We're trying to boil all that down into what kind of audit tests are we going to do when we actually come back for a year-end audit. So that's, I put this chart up there to show you, we boil lots of information down and to determine what risks are there at the financial statement level or the account balance level that we want to test for. So that's why it's timely now. If you have, questions or concerns, this would be an opportune time. From a timeline standpoint, our timeline is going to be similar to what has been in the past few years. We're at the top of this chart doing, you know, the preliminary planning and seeing if anything has changed. The bulk of our work is done in late October and November here on site. We can actually come here and do our work on site with your staff. Then we're working on drafting financial statements and reports in late November and December, and we come back to the January board meeting where you're presented by staff with the draft of the comprehensive annual financial report, and we'll give you a report on our opinion on the financial statements. When we do an audit, just want to give you a few words real quickly on internal controls or policies and procedures. We're engaged to audit the financial statements. We're not engaged to audit and report on the system of internal controls that underlie the financial statements. So our focus is those financial statements, and that's the standard scope that governments are required to follow. We do assess internal controls. We do make sure that there's segregation of duties in the major transaction cycles. There's policies and procedures. They may not be written, as the state auditor has apparently pointed out, but there's policies and procedures being followed. And we test those, particularly in the area of water sales, payroll, and cash disbursements. If we become aware of any serious deficiencies in controls or absence of controls that we think should be in place, we do report those to you in writing at the end of the audit. So if there was anything serious in our judgment over controls that we thought needed to be reported to you, you would see that at the end of the audit. Another few quick words on federal and state grants. There have been grant audits done, and those are governed by the Office of Management and Budget Circular A133 for federal, and then the state of Texas has a single audit act of its own that's published by the governor's office. So at the end of the year, when we see what the exact expenditures are on the different programs, we go through the rules and see if any of them are required to be audited. If they are, then we do those grant level audits and issue a separate report. And those reports are financial and compliance with certain regulations in the grant agreement. There's never been any issues with those in the past, but I just want to let you know that there is another level of audit going on. And finally, I mentioned at the end of the audit, in addition to our auditor's report on the financial statements, there's a whole litany of other things that we provide to you in a written letter. There's lots of lines on this table, but just be aware, if we were to have any major dispute or disagreement with management over any auditing or accounting matters that caused a serious rift, you know, we would communicate with the audit committee at that time, or if we became aware of any fraud or illegal act, those would be communicated timely. So if you don't hear from me until January, that means there's not anything of that nature, and we'll just be on a normal audit cycle. That completes my overview. I'd be happy to answer any questions anybody might have.
Anybody have any questions? Seeing none. Thank you, Mike.
Thank you.